USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Plantation, Florida say they've accounted for everyone who was injured in an explosion yesterday at a retail shopping plaza.
We've pretty much completed the search for victims. We believe we've located just about everyone. We are doing what's called a secondary search.
Deputy Fire Chief in Plantation, Florida, Joel Gordon. Southern California bracing for aftershocks after two big earthquakes. Thursday's 6.4 magnitude, then yesterday a 7.1 quake struck the same area. And seismologists say an even stronger quake could happen within the next week. The British ambassador to the United States is calling President Trump and the administration, quote, inept and uniquely dysfunctional. Kim Darroch making the comments in a leaked diplomatic memo that's been published in a London newspaper today. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A couple of weeks later, the Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden expresses regret for comments about working with segregationists in the United States Senate years ago.
Now, was I wrong a few weeks ago to somehow give the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again? Yes, I was. I regret it.
Biden there speaking to a largely African-American audience in South Carolina yesterday. Billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein is now under arrest for sex trafficking. The FBI reportedly arresting him on Saturday after he landed in New York. He's accused of sexual assault by over 30 young girls. Over a decade ago, he pleaded guilty to sex trafficking underage girls in Florida, and he served 13 months in prison. He's to appear in a federal court on Monday. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Candidates for the Conservative Party leadership in the UK face off in Wales. More from USA Network's Rick Vincent.
British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, a candidate for Conservative Party leader, says he's seen that the British economy is resilient enough to withstand departure from the European Union.
I think we can absolutely flourish and prosper whichever way we leave the EU. And, you know, we talk about a no-deal Brexit, and I would never talk lightly about the risks to businesses, but I would also say that we have been through much bigger challenges in our history before.
And Conservative Party leadership candidate Boris Johnson saying that any environmental measures introduced won't pose a threat to Conservative economic policies of growth.
We pioneer clean energy technology in a way that I don't think people realize. Wind turbines, batteries, you name it. That will be generating great jobs for generations to come.
Both Hunt and Johnson facing questions from party members in Wales. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Iran is set to ramp up its uranium production beyond the level set in the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. They say both the Americans and Europeans violated the agreement. President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the agreement a year ago. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.